The tech sector in Boston is growing, in part because of the online giant Amazon, even though Boston won't be the home of Amazon's second U.S. headquarters, as many had hoped. At stake was $5 billion in investment and up to 50,000 jobs. Amazon instead settled on New York City and Virginia, leaving Boston and a potential development site at Suffolk Downs high and dry. Zeninjor and Wimeka from WBUR's Bostonomics team spent much of the past year keeping tabs on the efforts of Boston and many other cities to woo Amazon. She's here now to talk about what the Amazon decision means for Boston's tech sector going forward. Thanks for coming in, Zeninjor.
Good to be here, Bob.
So, recap what the Amazon search involved.
Well, it all started over a year ago when Amazon first announced its search for a second headquarters, calling on cities to bid for it. And more than 230 cities and towns across the country jumped at the chance. Then in January, we learned that Boston was selected as one of 20 finalists by Amazon, along with Somerville. From there, the HQ2 competition was mostly silent and pretty secretive. We started to get reports in early fall that Amazon was spending extra time in other cities. And in November, we learned that Boston was out and Amazon chose New York and Virginia instead.
So tell us again why Amazon skipped out on Boston and went elsewhere.
Well, Boston was actually considered a strong contender and even a favorite early on in the Amazon HQ2 process. But in the end, Amazon said Long Island City, New York, and Crystal City, Virginia are places that they believe will allow them to recruit more top talent from across the globe. It probably also helped that those states offered Amazon over $2 billion in incentives.
So what's it mean for Boston to miss out on Amazon?
Well, honestly, for some people, this was a huge sigh of relief. Remember, there were many concerns about Amazon building a second headquarters in Boston, potentially squeezing an already tight housing market. So there are concerns around housing affordability, as well as making the traffic congestion in the area worse. We saw a lot of those concerns expressed clearly in a couple of WBUR polls. On the other hand, many people thought Amazon would bring good jobs to the area. For some in the business community, the Amazon snub was another reminder of the state's long history of missing out on major tech companies. Remember, Facebook was started in a Harvard dorm room, but Mark Zuckerberg chose to move his company to California instead of staying here. And that history has some people like venture capitalist Jeff Busgang wary.
In my network, people are really concerned about the fact that Boston does not seem to groom scale companies. We have not scaled many companies beyond $1 billion of revenue or $10 billion of market cap.
For others in the business community, losing out on Amazon was certainly a moment of reflection. Here's Jesse Mermel, the president of the Alliance for Business Leadership.
For me, the real question is, how do we invest in the businesses and the workers that have already committed to make Massachusetts home? And I feel like by doing that, then if we decide it's what we want, we can be competitive when the next Amazon, whatever it is, some company we probably haven't even heard of yet, goes forward with an HQ2 type situation in the future.
And some say losing out on Amazon really isn't a big deal at all. Massachusetts already has lots of innovative companies and a thriving tech sector.
Yeah, and we miss the headquarters, but Amazon is still very present here.
Absolutely. Amazon Robotics is in North Reading. There's a fulfillment center in Fall River. And there are more than 2,000 Amazon employees in offices in Boston and Cambridge who work on a variety of Amazon products, including their Alexa device and Amazon Web Services. Amazon is also growing in the area. This year, the tech giant bought PillPack. That's a Somerville-based online pharmacy startup. Amazon also leased 430,000 square feet of office space in Boston and will anchor the major Seaport Square development that opens in 2021. And that could house at least another 2,000 workers.
You know, with Amazon not coming here, there's a big piece of property straddling East Boston and Revere where Amazon could have gone, waiting for development. We mentioned a little earlier the Suffolk Downs racetrack. What do you think happens there now?
Well, Suffolk Downs was the centerpiece of Boston's bid for Amazon, but the property was already being eyed for redevelopment, even before Amazon. Plans include some 10,000 new homes and millions of square feet of office space. And the firm that owns that property, HYM Investment Group, says they'll find other tenants and move forward with trying to redevelop that property.
I wouldn't think they would have much of a problem considering how attractive Boston is right now.
Absolutely.
WBUR's Zeninjor and Wimeka covers business and tech for WBUR's Zeninjor. Thanks a lot.
Sure thing, Bob.
You can find more business, tech, and innovation coverage from our Bostonomics team at WBUR.org.